200,000 people have been displaced in South Sudan following ongoing conflict in the African country, according to the UN's humanitarian agency, OCHA. The agency says it is expecting more people to arrive in urban areas in the coming days as insecurity continues to drive people from their homes in various parts of the country. Daniel Dickinson asked OCHA's Tapiwa Gomu, who's based in the South Sudanese capital Juba, for an update on the humanitarian situation.
The situation is currently still evolving. We are working with numbers that are currently moving targets. At the moment, we're estimating that about 200,000 people have been displaced by the crisis since December 15. 60,000 of these are sheltering in UN bases. But it's a fact that these numbers are underestimated.
Are you expecting more displaced people?
Well, at the moment, given the current circumstances, it's difficult to say how many people have been displaced in total, because we can only reach those that are in population centers.
So the number of displaced people is expected to increase?
We suspect that it will increase in the next couple of weeks.
What is the security situation at the moment?
I think it varies different areas. In Juba, for instance, it is calm but unpredictable. In other areas like Bo, there's been reported heavy fighting over there the past few days. In places like Benchu, in Unity State, there's been heavy fighting the past couple of days.
What is the priority in terms of providing humanitarian aid?
Key priorities at the moment is camp management and provision of shelter, and including water and sanitation, food, and other immediate needs. Medical care, we've received people that have been injured, wounded during fighting. We also have cases of children whose health is not too well.
And how easy is it for the United Nations and its partners to move around South Sudan at the moment?
I think given the complexity of the situation, we've made headway. It's a very complicated situation, but we have been able at least to reach 165,000 of the up to 200,000 with aid.
So what is happening to those people who are not receiving aid?
They could be more vulnerable if they are not in areas where they can be guaranteed of security and protection of civilians.
UN OCHA has launched a three-month plan for the beginning of this year. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The aid community, the humanitarian community in South Sudan, prioritizes their needs for 2014 and require $209 million. To meet the immediate need of 628,000 people up to March. This 209 million, 43 million has already been secured through what we call common humanitarian funding, which means there's an outstanding amount of 106 million.